Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director. How's it going?
All right. Good, and you?
Hey, not bad over here. I appreciate you asking. Brand new week, right? Can't complain here.
Yeah.
And am I speaking with Rick? Is that correct?
Yes.
Hey, pleasure to meet you, Rick. So.
You too.
Yeah, of course. So I just had Daisy send over information to catch me up a little bit here. I'm going to start off with saying congratulations with the new establishment. It's about 2 months in now, right? It's incredible, sir.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, beautiful. Well, I mean, being 2 months in, I mean, it's still kind of early in the game. I see you already have your foot in the door a little bit here. You got your Yelp listing. Are you paying for that Yelp listing at the moment, though?
Yes.
Oh, you are? Okay. And now, is that like a pay-per-lead type of system you're doing? I know Yelp kind of changed things up a little bit, so...
I'm paying like 100 every week.
100 every week, got it. Okay. And how is it working so far? I mean, are you getting good jobs? Are you getting any bites?
Yes, I'm getting jobs, but it's just I go estimate and they don't like the price range, so
Okay.
Like 50-50.
I hear you. Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, when it comes to what we do here is we funnel traffic to finding your business on the first page of Google. Now, of course, we include other services and directories like Yelp and Bing, but we even tell our customers, I'm telling you right now, I mean, your bread and butter will come from Google. There's going to be some that may come in from Yelp, Bing, and any Apple product out there as well, like Safari, Siri, but... I mean, reality, I mean, this is coming from me. I don't know about you, but I use Yelp for a lot of, like, restaurants. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean no one uses it, but, I mean, that's just the type of clientele, right? Whereas with Google, everyone says, well, Google it, right? So that's going to change it up big time for you as well. Now, calls will come directly to you, all right, Rick? They don't go through a third party. Nobody touches your customers but you. With that being said...
Okay.
Yeah. And we don't charge per lead, per click, per job, nothing like that. It is a flat rate. You get to cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you like. And with all this said and done, though, I want to make sure we're targeting the right people. So it shows on the notes here that you're looking to target both residential and commercial work within about an hour time frame. I'm going to assume no more than 50 miles in at that point, right?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. And that's what we can do. All right. Within that 50-mile radius, not only are we going to get calls coming directly to you, looking for the services that you provide, but here's the kicker. Because we're a premier Google channel partner, that is the highest tier partnership that Google can trust to handle search engine optimization, which is SEO. Now, in order to keep this partnership alive at the top tier, we have to abide by a few rules, one of which I think you're going to love the most is once you decide to move forward with us here today, Rick, we close out the area. We are not allowed or permitted by Google to work with any of your competitors. So we're giving you exclusivity, making sure that every single month we're doing our job, keeping you happy by getting you a good return on your investment. Because paying for this is not just enough, right? We want to make sure you're getting more than that so that way you stick with us and choose to be with us because of that. Does that all make sense so far?
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Now, we do bundle these services together so that way you are set up for success. Last thing we want is to have you a short-term relationship here, and that's it. And that's wasting your time and money, and we don't want that. So not only you're going to be listed on the first page of Google, also you got included Bing, Yelp, and like I said, any Apple product, which is Safari or if you're looking at Siri, things like that. Now, Rick, have you ever thought about doing any type of social media for the company, like a Facebook business page by any chance?
I do have one.
Oh, you do? Okay. How is that one doing? Is that getting any more than... Yeah.
No, not exactly, but I get more on Yelp.
Gotcha. Interesting. So you're going to be blown away by this, but Facebook ads actually have more conversion rates, higher conversion rates than Google ads, believe it or not. More than double. So here's the thing. If you don't have it yet, or if you have one, great. We're going to help optimize your business in a way where it's in front of the customers at all times, right? So meaning if the customer goes on Yelp or they go on Google, they type in lawn services near me, okay? Just using this as an example here. But let's say they don't call you. If they go on their Facebook after that, that's when your ad will pop up on their screen with the click to call you directly from there as well. So as you can tell, it's not a regular ad just shooting out to anyone in your area. It's only a specific target marketing ad going to the people that are in your area actually looking for your services. Now, that's a quality call coming through that I would definitely want to take. All right? So, Rick, with all this, I mean, Daisy put in more than a 50% discount rate for you. I suggest let's go over our pricing, see if it fits in the right ballpark for you, because if it does, amazing. We can talk further about everything else that includes how it works and get this thing rolling for you. Because again, we're only looking for one company to really propel onto that first page of Google. And right now, I'm just looking at your online presence. I mean, you have great quality work. We just need to get you in front of the people that need you. That's pretty much what it is.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So, as far as your pricing, it'll always be grandfathered in at a monthly rate. So it's month to month, no contracts on this, at $249 a month. It does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming that you never see again. So, your initial investment of getting started today, Rick, would be $348. That covers for the whole month. So the next month on the 3rd, that time it'll always stay at $249 and never a cent more than that. So far what you're hearing, pricing and everything though, how does this sound to you?
It sounds good. I have I have another company that wants to work with me, but I don't know where their price rates. They say it's a Friday they'll give it to me, so can you give me up on Friday?
So I would love to do that, honestly, but it's, as you know, you need to talk to me first, right? My job is to find that right package that's going to save you money, but also make sure that you're making money, right? Because if you're making a ton of money and then throwing it out the door, what good is that, right? We want to make sure that you're in good positioning. Now, the other girl you spoke to, Daisy, and there's a team of agents with her, that that's their job. They have to call out when there's an area that's opened up for lawn care services, landscaping, lawn care, hardscape, things like that. So what happens is once they find a company that has good reputation, they give them a call, see if they're qualified, and if they're not on the first page of Google, then they reach out, then they send it over to me. So what I'm trying to say is, Rick, is the exclusivity part is a real thing. It's not like it's a selling point or something like that. Like, we literally close it out. We are not allowed, and we take it very seriously. We're not allowed to work with anyone else once we fulfill that position. Now, I know you're waiting till Friday. You mentioned a different company. Do you know the name of the company?
Andy's.
Oh, Angie's. Yeah, I definitely heard of Angie's. Yeah. So what they do is more like a pay-per-lead system, but they buy a spot on Google. So here, I'm never talking bad about businesses or anything like that. I'm just going to talk facts, okay? The way they work is they'll buy a spot on Google, or what they already have. They put your business name into their one directory, and when a customer goes on Google and they type in lawn services, they buy that lead and they sell it to you and other companies that do exactly what you do in the area. So regardless if you get to talk to the customer or not, you still get charged for that lead. Does that make sense so far? And the only thing that I look at, if I was in your shoes, right? I always put myself in your position here, because I have a side business myself. So if I was to leave that company and I'd done really well, let's say I had amazing reviews and all these different testimonials and stuff, guess what happens? It stays with them. That's the only bad part on that. With us, not only are we giving exclusivity, we're not even allowed to work with your competitors. Two, you're not chasing a customer down. The customers are chasing you. That's a whole nother different type of conversation you're going to have with the people. But here's the other part. You know, when it comes down to your reviews and everything, your directories, these are yours. They're not ours. The difference of having us having your back, is we help you with your Google business profile being found on the first page. There's tons and tons of pages on Google. No one looks at the second or third page, really, right? I don't know about you, but I sure don't do any of that for sure. So that's the same thing for your customers. They want to make sure it has a really good, easy to maneuver and find your company and make that decision to give you a call at that exact moment that they need you. And that's what this is. So I know that, you had the meeting with them on Friday, but telling you everything, that how that whole process works. And believe me, I've been here for quite some time. So many people switch over, actually, from Angie's and Home Advisor because of that very reason. They want to make sure they're talking to the customers and not being already tampered with everyone else in the area that does exactly what you do. Because, Rick, let me ask you this. Do you want customers that ask for the cheapest price, or do you want the customers that ask for the quality of work?
The quality of work.
There you go. And with that, if I'm a company, right, or if I'm a customer and I'm part of Angie's on there, I know as soon as I type in lawn services, bam, I'm going to get calls left and right that are in area, in the same area. So in my eyes, this is just my personal opinion on this part, but in my eyes, I'm just going to pick the lowest bidder because I already know everyone's in my area and I do good work. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not the type of customer you want. With this, customers are looking for your reviews. They're looking to see your online presence. And it's helping building your business. So that's an investment for your company, not for Angie's, not for anybody else. That's why this is a unique decision here.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right. So, Rick, to get things started, take no more than 10 minutes, man. I do everything by the book because we are a premier Google partner. So, Rick, is that short for Richard or is it just R-I-C-K?
No, it's short for Ricardo, R-I-C-A-R-D-O.
Oh, okay, Ricardo, perfect. And
yeah,
Rick, how do you spell your last name, sir? Is it the Vasquez?
Yeah, Vasquez, V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z.
All right. And I like to make this promise to every business owner that joins our family. I like to stay on the phone with you even after payment, Rick, so that way you see your invoice through text and email yourself. That way there's no funny business going on, okay? I want to answer every question,
right?
Start the relationship off strong. What is the best email address I could send that to?
Vasquez, V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z, 3009,
okay,
at iCloud.com.
iCloud.com. Perfect. And is this the best phone number for our team to reach out to you, ending with the 5046?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Yes.
And then do you want your customers to reach out to the same phone number or to a different phone number?
Same number.
Okay. Anytime you need to make that modifications in the future or anything like that, please let us know. We can go ahead and make that for you. If you're a hands-on type of guy, you're more than welcome to do it yourself as well too, okay?
Okay. Well, about the house... The housing issue, I don't want it to be the address that's on Yelp.
Okay. That's actually the next part we're going to go over right now, so I'm glad we're doing that.
Okay.
All right. So let's start off with the business name. I see it's R. Vasquez Lawn Care Services. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Google does require a physical address to be verified. It does not require it to be visual to the public. So... what would be the business address that I could put in for now, just to get verified?
Well, I'll use my house, 1211.
Uh-huh.
Sandyvale Drive.
Sandyvale Drive? How do you spell that? S-A-N-D?
Yeah, no, S-U-N-N-Y.
Oh.
And then V-A-L-E. Sandyvale Drive.
Oh, got it. Okay. And that's the zip code 76010, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right. Now, I'll make sure to put notation, since this is your home address, to keep it completely hidden from the public there. The last thing you want is customers going to your house. Right?
No.
All right, give me 2 seconds. I'll put that in right now. And then here's the next part. Because they're going to be doing your target marketing ads, and they're going to actually have a fully customizable tracking system for you to actually see everything for yourself, okay? Now, with that being said, they want to introduce themselves to you, go over how to maneuver through everything so you know exactly how to keep track of all your analytics. I can set that up as early as tomorrow if you'd like. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow?
No.
Okay. What day would work best for you?
You got tomorrow.
Tomorrow could work. Okay. What time tomorrow would work, though? Like morning or evening, you think?
Let's say evening.
More times in the evening? Okay. Let me see here. We have an evening. I have a 3 o'clock? Or actually, Yeah? Okay, let's do that then. I'm going to set it for 3 o'clock Central Time. So give me one moment. Boom, boom, boom. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email. It's a Google invite. All you need to do is hit yes on your side, and I'm going to send it to our team as well. They're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? And that way you actually have another way of contacting me as well, okay?
Okay.
And I'll let them know to address you by Rick instead of Ricardo, okay? So give me just a moment.
Yeah.
All right. And just to repeat that email back, I got your last name, 3009@icloud.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. Boom. It's going to come, my email's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now I'll put the reminder for him right now. Boom. Beautiful. Keep this address hidden.
Where's it coming from? John Zio?
Yep, that's me. John So, SEO.
I just picked yes?
Correct, yeah. Nothing further than that, though, okay? It gets complicated. Okay. Now, the next part, this is all for Google, so don't feel like you're married to it, okay? You can modify it anytime. Just letting you know, I will give you our direct phone number because it is voice-activated and it's for our customers only, and that way you can always be attended to whenever you need to, all right? We're open Monday through Friday, okay, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time, all right? Just want to make sure you have everything and aware of all as well. Far as your hours of operations, Rick, how would you like to be showcased? Like Monday through Friday, 24/7. What do you think?
Work wise.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
You can say 24/7.
Okay, 24/7 it is. If you get overwhelmed by any chance, you know, just let us know. I mean, you can change that out however you like as well too. But yeah.
All right.
And then the next part is, how far out would you like to travel for the work? I mean, like I said, this can go up to a 50, 55-mile radius, and I know you mentioned about an hour distance. That kind of runs perfectly in line. What do you need there? Would you like to use all 50?
Like from Bristol to Benbrook to, Mansfield to Garland.
Okay. And then, is there any areas that you want to exclude, like ones that you don't want to use?
No, it don't matter. It's just
okay. Okay, cool. Had to ask. You never know. Everyone's got those areas, you know what I mean?
All
right. And then, Rick, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only, check, Zelle, credit card, Venmo?
Cash, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal.
All right, perfect.
No checks.
No checks, though. Okay, got it.
Yeah, no checks.
All right, perfect. And then you said you had a Facebook business page. Let me look for this one right now so that way our team can jumpstart on things. Let's see here. Is it under the team? Oh, go ahead.
How long is this going to take? Because I'm really busy right now.
Okay, how about this? We can jump right to what we call as a voice verification, where everything is recorded. That way you are protected on your pricing. I'm not going to accept no for an answer on that one, man. I want to make sure you're good on there, you know. And then after recording, we can accept payment. And then I want to keep to my promise. I want to stay on the phone with you so you see your invoice, your text, and email. And that's it. Would that be okay with you?
All right.
Cool. Yeah. All right, so the next part is everything's going to be recorded. Try to answer as clearly as possible. I am going to give you our phone number before we even get started, so that way you have our direct number. Let me know when you're ready, and I can give that number to you now.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's 877.
All right.
635.
Okay.
6225.
Okay,
877-635-6225. You got it. There you go. So you can save it as Local Splash. It's voice activated, man. Like, you can say website, you can say Facebook ads, whatever you need. There will be a team to pop open that account and know exactly how to help you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and hit record here, and we're going to start the voice verification. If you have any questions for me, please stop me in my tracks and ask away. It's my job, okay?
Okay.
So, yes, sir. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Autobox is Lawn Care Services.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Ricardo Vasquez, R. Vasquez, Lawn Care Services.
Perfect. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on June 3rd in the non-refundable amount of only $348. This is including everything. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the third of each month in the amount of only $249. It'll be $249 from there on. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Thank you, Ricardo. Rick. Now, on the last part here, as far as the name on that's on the card, is it Ricardo Vasquez or is it Rick Vasquez on there?
It says Ricardo Vasquez.
Okay. And I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, the 1211 Sunnyvale?
Yes.
Okay. And then what kind of payment method is it? A Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
I said debit.
Okay. I believe a Visa then, right?
No, it looks like MasterCard.
Oh, okay. I always get those two confused. Sorry. All right. Anyways. Now, Rick, for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. 51. Mm-hmm. 08.
Okay.
05.
Okay.
02.
Okay.
92.
Okay.
67.
Okay.
76.
All right.
27.
All right. And the expiration date on that?
04/28.
All right. And last but not least, the security code.
758.
Can you repeat that just in case?
758.
Okay. Perfect. Now, before I process any payment, I like to refresh this account just 2 times here just to make sure our systems even stay the same because, again, I know I'm not lying, man. Like, we got you at a really nice promotional rate. I want to keep it that way. So, give me a second here.
Okay.
All right. Looks good. So, I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Please stay on the phone with me, okay, Rick? I want to make sure you see your invoice. So, you're going to receive it through text and email. Let me know which ever comes first, that way I can direct you to see everything as a breakdown in there for you. Now,
no, it said it came out in my bank account.
Okay, perfect. And then let me know, because, wow, that came quicker than my own system, so my system said it just went through. let me know as soon as you see a text, though, where it says Local Splash initial invoice. That way you can see everything on paper. Okay. In here, there's a spot where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see anything like that? This is our last part, by the way. So.
Yeah, I see the link and my phone number and then the phone. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and click that link for me. And in here, everything we discussed and breakdown, and there's other packages that you can upgrade to in the future. If you decide to do this, though, please don't forget. I don't want you ever paying the normal rate, okay? You don't have to. I can apply that same promotional rate to those other packages. Just got to let me know, okay? Once you see everything is in there, you can go ahead and scroll to the bottom. Take your time, though, but I know you're on time crunch. At the bottom there is 2 checkboxes you have to click, and then you're going to type in your first and last name, and that's our last part, okay? I'm here if you have any questions, though, and take your time, okay? I'm here with you. Here. And I'm actually doing you a favor here as well, because we didn't get to go over this. I'm going to throw this in completely included in your package at no additional cost. If you don't have one, do you have a website by any chance?
No, not exactly. I'm going to have Yelp.
All right, Rick, I'm going to do you a huge favor, man, because I like to make sure we start out things off strong, man. So I'm actually throwing this website and completely included in your package. As you can tell, normally they do cost extra. But because we didn't even get to go over that and bad communication on my part, I'm going to go ahead and throw that in there for you. Okay? So for the life of you being with us, you won't have to pay for this website. All right?
Okay.
All right, partner. Just doing you a favor there.
Thank you.
Of course. Of course. So tomorrow, make sure you have pictures, things like that, if you have any, or testimonials. I want to make sure they put that in there for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. And then after you sign there or you type in the first and last name, let me know where it takes you, because then that's it. That's going to be everything on our end here.
All good. How do I submit?
If you're doing it for your phone, turn it sideways, and sometimes it makes it easier to hit that submit button there on the right.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah. As you can tell, not my first rodeo.
All right. I submit it.
Perfect. And it should take you to like a username and login, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. So that's your tracking system right there for you. So you don't have to. You don't have that now. They will give that to you tomorrow. So that would they, because they got to start on it, right? Obviously, there's nothing done yet.
Okay.
When they show you tomorrow, that's you can keep track of all your analytics, your website, everything from there. All right, Rick?
All right. All right.
Hey, man. Congratulations and welcome to the family. I know you're on a time crunch over here, so I'm going to let you go. But before I do, did you have any questions for me?
Not at this moment.
Okay, partner. Well, tomorrow when they talk to you, they can go into heavy detail on everything. So fire away in the questions, and they'll be more than happy to answer for you. All right?
Okay.
All right, partner. Hey, you take care. I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, sir.
Take care. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.